Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
The Northville Moose Lodge and Leonard Syrups will have to pay up $8 million over the death of a woman in 2014. 48-year-old Mary Simpson was volunteering at the lodge when a soda pop syrup system malfunctioned, causing an entire tank of carbon dioxide to empty into the basement. The pump was supposed to be vented outside, but wasn't, causing the CO2 to stay in the basement. Simpson was overcome by the odorless and colorless gas and died 5 days later of severe brain damage from lack of oxygen. A Wayne County jury handed down the verdict today, 5 years later. As UAW members walk the picket line outside GM plants, another union official facing charges in a corruption case. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert joins us with details. Jeff.
The latest charges brought against Jeffrey Petrzyk, a former aide to former Vice President Joe Ashton. Ashton has been implicated but not charged. Ashton used to lead the GM side of the UAW. Now, these particular charges are related to an alleged kickback for contract scheme. Wayne State business professor Merrick Masters says the way these indictments keep coming in one at a time is not good for the union.
It still is a refresher of the difficulties that the UAW faces in trying to rid itself of the blemish that it has.
The UAW has said it will not let this distract them from representing workers, and they continue their negotiations with GM. At last word, progress was said to be fairly slow. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
You'll want to avoid I-75 altogether this weekend as miles will close for construction. WWJ News Radio 950's KT joins us with details. KT.
Brooke, it's 15 miles through Madison Heights and Troy. The total closure of I-75 north and southbound between 696 and Square Lake Road. It closes tonight at 11 through Monday morning at 5 a.m. And in Dearborn through Detroit, I-94 eastbound, a total closure tonight at 9 from Michigan Avenue to I-75, and that goes through Monday morning at 5 a.m. KT, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Rochester Hills woman accused of attacking her former neighbor after she denied sexual advances appeared in court today. 44-year-old Allison Weaver is facing three charges, including second-degree criminal sexual conduct, and won't be allowed out of jail unless she pays $75,000. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says the 48-year-old former neighbor woke up in the middle of the night to find Weaver on top of her. She allegedly bit part of the victim's ear off and then tried to strangle her. Neighbors called deputies when they heard the commotion. A trial date has been set for the man charged in the murder of missing Farmington Hills woman Danielle Stislicki. Floyd Galloway was bound over for trial in her death earlier this month, despite the fact that her body has never been found. She was last seen December 2016 as she left work in Southfield. Galloway is charged with first-degree premeditated murder. His trial will begin in late January. Galloway is already serving up to 35 years in prison for kidnapping, criminal sexual conduct, and assault of a woman in Hines Park in 2016. A warning today from the health department about hepatitis A amid an outbreak in the state. At least 30 people have died and more than 900 cases are being investigated, with the most recent cases in Kalkaska, Grand Traverse, and Atrium counties. Hep A can spread through contaminated food or water and through close contact with a person who has the virus. People should get the vaccination and practice good hand washing. The outbreak began about 3 years ago. Some children and adults suffering with conditions such as depression, grief, eating disorders, and ADHD are getting help not just from mental health professionals, but from horses, too. WWJ Health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights has more.
Equine therapy is moving treatment from the office to the barn. Dr. Pam McCaskill is a psychologist with McCaskill Family Services in Brighton and says you don't need any experience with horses because most of the work doesn't involve riding the horse. It involves being around the horse.
We do some leading of the horses, grooming of the horses that help to alleviate whatever they are suffering with.
So what is it about horses that can help people?
They have somewhat of a sixth sense that is, I think even beyond what other animals can offer, they can provide some comfort and some support. They're very non-judgmental and accepting of you in that exact moment.
Dr. McCaskill offers 8-week sessions. Contact the Brighton Equestrian Club for more information. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Palmer Park is welcoming the official change of season with their annual Harvest Festival this weekend. Barbara Bearfield, events chair for People for Palmer Park, says it's a fun-filled opportunity for people of all ages to enjoy.
Hay rides through the woods and apple tasting and hunting for pumpkins and donuts and cider. And we're going to have a corn on the cob roast, magic shows, singing and history performances, and petting zoo and pony rides and lots more.
The free festival runs 1 through 4 on Saturday afternoon. Parking is available at the Splash Park parking lot.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.